Upset parents and students attended last night's Greater Johnstown School District Board of Education meeting after a district budget vote failed Tuesday. In Johnstown, in New York's Fulton County, the school budget proposal with a 35% tax increase fell short of the 60% supermajority approval in Tuesday's district election. Of 2,297 votes cast, a simple majority was reached by only 3 votes. A 60% supermajority was required because the increase was above the allowable 14.9% tax levy increase from the state. The district had warned that without the increase in funding, sports, music, and other programs would be eliminated. Jacob Frenier, representing the Johnstown student body, spoke to the board Wednesday night.
It pains me to think about the empty Friday nights at Knox Field next year and how the Johnstown Performing Arts Center, the very room we are in right now, will be songless come next year.
Nicole Hollister was one of the many concerned parents attending the meeting. She worries about the potential elimination of advanced placement programs.
I had a son graduate in 2013, top of his class. And without AP classes, he would not have gotten a great education. If you think without AP classes, any NASCAC school or Ivy League school will look at our students, you're delusional.
Johnstown Superintendent Dr. Patricia Kilburn said the district was not eyeing the elimination of AP classes. Dr. Kilburn said the board's decision to pursue a budget with a 35% tax levy increase was one of several options based on long-term projections.
The board wanted to see if they could try doing 6% in a row for 5 or 6 years, but in order to do it, they would have to cut $3 million out of the budget, which is cutting all the programs we're talking about now. And the other option was to try to do 14% every year for 5 or 6 years in a row and do less cuts. And they felt that would really be difficult for taxpayers to continue to go out every time for 14.
District resident Harry Brand, who voted against the budget, urged the school board to come together to find a solution to prevent the elimination of programs. The district is allowed to hold a second budget vote.
No one says it's not going to pass this next time. I understand what was presented in the handout said, if it fails the second time. We haven't failed the second time. And odds are we all know it's going to pass the second time. So why are we telling our kids it's done? Why put them through that stress? There's no reason for it.
There was also harsh language from budget supporters directed at those who voted against it. Chris Tallon was elected to the school board on Tuesday in the district that serves about 1,800 students.
I would ask that we all take this unfortunate situation as one of life's many lessons. Often some of our greatest successes come on the heels of our biggest failures. Make no mistake about it, this is our district's biggest failure.
School Board President Kathy Doherty says more discussion will continue in upcoming budget workshops. She doesn't believe Johnstown will pursue a contingency budget that would eliminate all non-mandated programs.
That's never been our intention. Some districts will put the same budget up for a second vote. I don't believe we'll do that because we heard clearly from the public that we didn't meet the supermajority. So we will look at somewhere between the number that we proposed last night and a contingency budget.
A second budget vote is scheduled for June 18th. Reporting from Johnstown for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.